Welcome back to another episode of Providence Coffee Talk. Pastor Charles here, and it's been a while since I've sat down and recorded an episode, primarily due to the fact that I have been sick, and then my family got sick. So we're talking about 2 weeks of just being down with sickness, and then about a week of recovery, just trying to get back into a normal swing of things, which, you know, normal is a very relative term in our house, because as soon as we think things are kind of getting normal, we find out pretty quick that they're not. And so, but we're trying to get back to it. We're trying to get back into going into the swing of things. And so hopefully this week will be one of those weeks that everything feels and reacts normally, even though there is still a lot going on this week here at the church, as well as just for me. And it's all good, but it's all good. Everything's moving, everything's shaking, everything's going. A couple quick things, just cause, I want to be able to give you information of stuff that's happening, around here at the church, as well as like ways that you can kind of get involved and plugged in. First off, we have our parent conference coming up next week. And so that's April 4th and 5th. That's a Friday evening and into a Saturday morning. We try our best to get you here around 5:30, 6 o'clock, and on Friday, spend a couple hours together and then send you home, and then come back in that next morning and do a few quick sessions just to kind of help ourselves kind of get going on some things. But if you haven't signed up for that, you can do so at pbcshawboro.com/events. And we'd love for you to get signed up, as we really just desire to grow closer to God, but also to grow closer to the hearts of our children, not just our children, but to the hearts of our children, really engage them spiritually. So if that's something that's interesting to you, please get signed up for that. We'd love to do this. This is going to be something we're hoping to do regularly, having these events, and we want to do our best to try to make these happen if we can. Also, VBS is coming up. So we have put our online registration out for VBS, and it's exciting. We already have almost 40 kids signed up for VBS this summer, and we're expecting a lot more as the weeks kind of move on. But VBS is a great time for us. If you are interested in helping with VBS this year, I would encourage you, find Amy Morgan. Let her know anytime. I'm sure that she'd be able to find somewhere to get you plugged in on that. But this year's theme is True North. It's kind of an Alaska theme. It's going to be really great. So I'm excited about it, because it's a lot of fun colors and things to decorate with. So it's going to be a really cool year. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet, you can get your kiddos signed up for that. But also, if you want to help serve that week, we would love to have you. It's such an exciting week, and it's such a fulfilling week. And so I just want to encourage you, be here for that. Also, there's regular things that are going on at the church. We have another women's Bible study kicking back off here in April 7th. Our men are still meeting at 6 a.m. on Wednesdays. So if you're a guy and you want to get plugged in on studying the book of Daniel, I'd love to have you. 6 a.m. on Wednesdays here at the church. And then there's just several other things that are kind of going on. So it's always important just to kind of be involved and to kind of see and know things that are just happening. So today is going to be exciting, because we are going to be kicking off a 3-part series in these podcasts today on a topic that was actually given to me. We had one of our church members that had come to me and was talking about how they were catching up on the episodes. And in my conversation with them, I said, well, hey, what's a topic that interests you? What's a topic that you would love to have me kind of talk about or explore? And they just simply said servanthood, what it means to serve, and kind of that idea of biblical servanthood. And so I was like, man, that's a pretty fantastic topic. And so I'm going to start that today. And we're going to talk a little bit about what it means to serve and what it means to have kind of an attitude of servanthood. And so I hope it's encouraging for you in this. But before we get started, I do have some coffee with me today. This is just a simple cup of coffee that I brewed here at the church. But I brewed it here at the church because I also paired it with a Bojangles Bowberry biscuit. And I'm not going to lie to you. There are a lot of things in my life that I find to be special and important. And there's a lot of things about North Carolina that are special and important to me. A lot of things that just, man, they really make your life shine. When we were in Texas, we didn't have a Bojangles. We may have had other things like a Taco Bueno, you know, or a Fuzzy's Taco. Like, everything was taco. But when we came here and people began to tell us, oh, you need to go to Bojangles, I was like, well, what's a Bojangles? You know, what is a Bojangles? When I discovered their breakfast and I discovered that biscuit, I'm going to just be completely honest with you guys. That's probably why I've gained like 20 pounds in my life, because that biscuit alone will brighten your day. If you're having a sad day, just, and this is not sponsored by Bojangles at all. This is just sponsored by, Charles loving sweet treats, but, that Bowberry biscuit from Bojangles is amazing. And so, big shout out to that today, because that's always a great coffee pairing. I don't even care. Like, I don't even care what the coffee is. It could be like Maxwell House coffee. Doesn't matter to me. You hand me a blueberry biscuit with icing on top of that, I don't care what the coffee tastes like at that point, because all I care about is the biscuit. So anyway, so I made coffee today so I can enjoy my biscuit. So I do have some coffee with me, but I already ate the biscuit. So, but with all that, let's just go ahead and get into it. So let's take a sip. That was a very good loud sip, and let's get into it. So again, the idea and the topic that was brought up to me was on this idea of what does it mean to serve, and what does it mean to have kind of the heart of a servant? And this is, I think, extremely important for our church as we are moving forward in the processes that God has for us, that we begin to discover, well, what does it mean for us as a church to serve? And what does it mean for us as individuals to serve within our church and within our community? And so we're going to focus over the next 3 weeks on talking about some of those things and kind of why that is. But really today, the focus I want to spend time on is developing a heart of service and understanding a biblical approach to why we serve and why we do what we do. And so one of the things that we want to bring up is because we're looking at a biblical approach, we want to understand, well, what does Christ say about service? What does Christ say about our role as individuals and how we should serve? And, you know, in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, he says pretty clearly, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. When we begin to see that even Jesus in his approach to teaching and communicating the gospel, the good news and the truth, he even shares within his disciples that there's this level of humility that should exist within our life, where we shouldn't pursue maybe certain dreams or passions, or maybe we shouldn't pursue like dominance, or we shouldn't pursue power, or we shouldn't pursue standing, but rather we should pursue the opportunity to be able to serve and to be able to serve the world that Christ has allowed us to work in. And so when we talk about this idea of asking that question, like, well, you know, what is biblical servanthood? We find that biblical servanthood is really like a contrast between worldly understandings of leadership and Christ-like service. When we look at worldly leadership, when we look at the leadership within our world, and we're talking from multiple standings, not just like this is what a leader is, but, you know, whether it's through work or school or through our community or even our state or our national kind of government, whatever it looks like, there is this level and this gauge that the culture says is this is what you should do within leadership in the world. And a lot of times that goal of leadership is not necessarily to serve the people, but to serve the organization or to serve the board or to serve these things. And it's really essential for us that we understand that there's a huge difference in the way that we understand as believers, as Christ-like believers, how we understand servanthood and also how the world understands servanthood. Usually in a world's perspective, again, you're serving an organization or you're serving something. And in Christianity, we don't serve Christianity. We don't serve Christendom. We don't serve the idea of church, or we don't serve the idea of Christianity. Rather, what Christ has called us to is to serve people. And so in Christ-like service and in Christ-like, in the Christ-like approach, again, Jesus even tells us that he did not come to be served, but rather to serve. And the way in which he served was that he gave his life as a ransom for many. Now, for you and I, we may not see that, well, our service needs to be that we give up of ourselves for many. But the reality is what Jesus was telling the disciples is we must put others first. And that's really the goal of biblical servanthood. And that's really, I think, the goal or the ultimate goal of biblical service is it's the idea that you and I should be able to put others before ourselves. That we should be able to put the needs of others or the ability for us to love and care for others above ourselves. And even scripture tells us that we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. This is one of the greatest commandments that we are to have. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And a second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. So there is this understanding that we are to be involved with people. We are to be involved in relationship with people. But I think at the same instance, we are to serve people just as Christ served others. And so one of the things that we have to begin to understand is servanthood goes beyond simply an action, right? One of the things we try to do is we try to take the idea of biblical service and we reduce it down to an action. We say, oh, well, I would love for you to serve. Here's an opportunity for you to serve. Here's an event that we have coming up where you can serve, or here's VBS that we have coming up where you can serve. You hear me say on a lot of Sundays, our after-school program, if you want to serve in our after-school program. And so we begin to tend to associate the idea of servanthood and being a servant, and we isolate those things to events, right? And this is just something that I think in church life has kind of happened over time. As we've had desperate need for people in different ministry programs and different ministry things, we'll tell them, well, hey, can you just serve just this one Sunday, or can you serve just this one Wednesday? Let me just put you down for this one hour time slot. And people go, yeah, I can help out, you know, or things like that. But it's really more than that. I think of our Sunday school teachers on Sunday mornings that they serve faithfully each and every Sunday, in and out. And one of the things that they do is they serve by teaching kids scripture, or teaching adults scripture, or teaching teenagers scripture every single week. And we begin to bring that up and talk about it. But what they're doing is they're not just signing up for one time slot. Rather, it begins to become a part of who you are. Like, you're not just a member of Providence Baptist Church, but you become a Sunday school teacher at Providence Baptist Church. It's almost like it takes on an identity. And so there are times where even our service and how we serve takes on this identity of who we are. And that's the reality of being a servant of the gospel, of being a servant of Jesus Christ. Being a servant of Christ means that we are willing to take on the identity of servanthood and not reduce it down to an action. I think it's important that we always remind ourselves that to serve is not something we should do, but it's who we are. That as Christ has called us, even through a biblical understanding of this, in Mark chapter 10, he says, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give. And so Jesus even reminds them, it's not something I'm doing just because I need to do it, but it's the identity of who I am, and it's the identity of who you need to become. We are always going to point back to Jesus as the ultimate guide and the ultimate character of what it means to serve. But the reality of it is it has to become a part, an ingrained part of who we are. And so when we begin to focus on a biblical understanding of servanthood, one of the first things that we have to remind ourselves of is this: we don't serve because the program needs us. We serve because that's what Christ has called us to do. And that's a part of our identity. And you may be sitting there listening today and going, well, that's not really a part of my identity. That's not really a part of what I do. Like, I don't mind helping people, but I don't consider myself to be a servant of the people. And this is something that can always be changed, because I think it's just a mental mindset where we have to wrap ourselves around this idea that, yes, Jesus served many. Yes, Jesus served his disciples. Yes, Jesus served throughout scripture, and he gave his life for you and for me. And if Christ is going to be my identity, then it has to be that I also am going to take on servanthood as a part of my identity as well. And I'm going to seek opportunities to serve. I'm going to find opportunities to serve. But more than that, I'm just going to make it a part of my daily context in life. See, when we first allow servanthood to become a part of our identity, then the second thing that happens is it begins to flow within the regular context of our everyday life. We don't have to look for opportunities to serve. We just serve and do. We just act on this understanding that we are to always be present to help people out. I have some really good friends back in Texas that been great friends of the family for years, and I've always appreciated the things that they do for my family and the way that they continue to pray for us, even in our ministry and move forward. But one of the things that these friends that I always felt that they were known for was their ability to serve people. And it was something that they were taught from a young age up into adulthood through their family, that there are people that are in need and we must always be available to help people that are in need. And that has kind of bled over a lot in even into my family, that as we've watched them and as we've seen how they react to various situations, there are certain things where, yeah, does it take their time? Yeah, does it even take their resources at time? Of course. But they find out that the importance of serving somebody else has much more value than anything that they can build up for themselves. And so they're always finding ways to reach out and to love on others and to help others and to help lead others and to take care of others. And I sit back and I think, wow, that's such a big thing that I want to be able to do that, right? I want to be able to have that mindset where no matter what, I want to serve somebody else. I want to help somebody else. And I'm so thankful that I have kids that through our Sunday school programs here and through the various teachers in their life, they're starting to learn that and they're starting to understand that, that to serve is not something that you just do because, but to serve is something you do because it's your identity. It's who you are. It's a part of your DNA. So, you know, first thing is we have to understand servanthood as an identity, not an action. The second thing is we have to understand how that servanthood operates within our day-to-day context, that there are going to be people every single day that we encounter that are going to be in need. And we have to make sure that we are prepared and ready to help them and in any way possible. We don't have to wait for a program. We don't have to wait for something to pop up. Rather, it's just something that we do. And so one of the things that we're going to be talking about in a couple of weeks is that idea of how do we serve in our community and what are some things that we do there? But one of the other things that we ask people to serve in a lot of times is in church. Church is a big area of service that we can have. And I always say that, you know, like our church building is the biggest ministry tool that God gives us. Our Western culture and Christianity, they see this big building with a steeple and they recognize, oh, okay, there's a church. Because of that, because the building is recognized as the meeting house for the church, it's important that we understand that God has given us this facility and this building and this campus to use to further his kingdom and his glory. Therefore, it is a tool that we use to see people's lives transformed. And one of the things that we do throughout that building is we bring in different programs and we bring in different things, or we have Sunday school hours, we have after school programs, we have Bible studies, we have conferences. And it's important to remind ourselves that when those things are there and it's part of that ministry tool, that we can serve within that ministry tool to see the good things of God be made known. And so, you know, not only is servanthood our identity, and not only do we serve through the context of our day, but we also serve through the different ministry tools that God's given us. Because it's when we come together as a church that we get to use our gifts, we get to use our talents, we get to use the way that God has gifted us to expand his kingdom and to see it continue to grow. And that's our desire. That's our goal. The goal isn't to build bigger buildings. The goal isn't to build more buildings. The goal isn't to expand and grow in terms of brick and mortar. But we would rather grow the kingdom in terms of souls being saved, lives being transformed, marriages being restored, kids coming to faith, teenagers coming into faith, adults coming into faith, and seeing all these things happen. And so it's important for us, and it's a reminder for us that just as God has called us to serve him, he's also called us to serve the local church, and he's called us to serve one another. So that brings us kind of this idea and this question of, well, if we're called to serve, and if we're called to serve our church and community, if we're called to serve in those ways, and it should be a part of who we are, then the question that we have to ask ourselves, then how does my heart align with Jesus's example of humility and service? Again, if Jesus's example is, I'm willing to give my life for you, then our question that we come back with is, then how do I align my heart to make sure that I'm following Jesus's example of humbly committing myself to others and then serving them with everything that I have, right? And this is just, I think, a time, like a piece of personal reflection for us. It's really easy for our heart to get misaligned every single day into the ebb and flow of a daily life and to get down into the daily grind and just try to pursue a career or try to pursue fame or try to pursue standing or try to pursue friendships or all these things. But in reality, what we should be pursuing every single day is a life that is deeply devoted to Jesus. We desperately want a life that is deeply devoted to Jesus, and we want our heart to be aligned to him. See, Jesus would ask us, you know, are you serving your friends or are your friends serving you? Are you serving at your job or is your job serving you? Are you serving at your church or is your church there to serve you? He would begin to ask us those questions because he would want it to be in our heart, the correct alignment, you know, in your family. Is your family, are you serving your family or is your family there to serve you? And these things are questions that we have to remind ourselves every single day. Can I get validation from my family? You bet. Can I get validation from people at church? You bet. If I'm feeling low and I'm feeling just sad one day, can I get encouraged and uplifted? And can I get validation even in my feelings or even in how God's leading me? Like, can I? Yeah, 100%. That's easy to do that. But what has to happen is at some point, I have to quit taking so much and I have to start giving. There's a point where at times we can take and take and take and take and take in hopes that it will satisfy this need. And yet what Jesus does is he gives and gives and gives and gives. So somewhere within our personal identity, we have to align our heart to where we are taking less and we're giving more. To where we quit looking at things for what we receive out of it. And rather we look at things for how we can invest into it and serve in those things. We don't look at relationships as what we can receive out of them. We don't look at marriages as what we can receive out of them. We don't look at homes and kids as what we can receive out of them. We don't even look at church as what we can receive out of it. But rather we look into those things and say, how can I give of myself, my life for these things? So kind of one of the things, like a practical takeaway, I think for us today as kind of a closing is simply this. I want you guys to think this week, how can I begin each day by asking this question? How can I serve someone today? Right? Begin each day this week by simply asking this question. How can I serve someone today? I think that's going to change a lot in our heart and our mind and our lives. And I think that you're going to see a lot of transformation taking place because just by flipping your mind a little bit, just by taking that mindset and flipping that switch from the off position to the on position and saying, God has called me to serve. How can I serve someone today? You're already taking that mental leap to say, I'm going to challenge myself to be a part of people's lives. And I think that's vastly important for us as believers. And I think it's vastly important for our church and community moving forward. We want to serve our church. We want to help each other within our church grow in discipleship. But we also want to serve in our community. We want to see people's lives changed and marriages transformed and kids' lives changed. We want to see groups coming to know what it means to love Jesus in all things. So Providence family, I hope that this has been encouraging to you today. Again, one of the things to ask is, how can I serve someone today? And I hope that you take that to heart. And I hope that you find this challenge to be beneficial for you. But again, if you've got any questions or comments, please feel free to email me at charles@pbcshawboro.com. I'd love to answer any questions you got or even expand on things as maybe thoughts that you might have. But other than that, thanks for being patient with us as we've spent a few weeks away. But now we're back into the swing of things and it's going to be great. So Providence family, hope to see you Sunday and have a blessed week.